It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Casa Overall. Overall is a Grammy-nominated producer, songwriter, MC, and drummer coming back through town, this time for a show at the Dakota on Wednesday night. That's April 16th. Casa, thank you for connecting with Jazz 88, and thanks for bringing the crew back through town.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Always glad to be here. Always good to rap with you.
Now, Casa, the last time I saw you in person, you were actually out on the road, both with your own group and also performing with Diggable Planets, playing drums with them. How was that experience for you, and how has that informed the music you're making when you're not with Diggable Planets?
That's actually a really good question, because when I think about it, it did inform the music I'm making now a lot. The experience touring with Diggable was very intense. I was driving in a minivan, or in a Chevy Express passenger van with my band, state to state, city to city, carrying instruments and merch. And so I did two sound checks, my sound check and a sound check with Diggable, two shows and two merch booth party times, you know. And then so it was like one of the most intense musical experiences I ever had. And I remember talking to Ishmael Butler, aka Butterfly, and I was telling him, like, man, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can. And he was like, you know, this will just get you to a new level of, like, a new zero, you know, like, this will get you. If you can handle this, then you know you can handle this, you know. And I was like, okay. So it was great, man. It was a lot of fun and very tough. And, some of the most fun times. And now I have this new project that I'm working on, or, you know, it's in the can, but that we're getting all prepped, and we'll be performing some of that music in Minneapolis at the Dakota. And the songs we're doing are like covers of 90s hip hop joints, 90s, early 2000s, but we're flipping them, not like a just like a smooth jazz version, but we're flipping them like into very creative, weird, abstract, improvisational vehicles. So a lot of that was inspired by kicking it with Diggable and just getting in that hip hop, like that golden era feel, you know. So yeah,
I'm chatting with Casa Overall. The man is a Renaissance man, to be sure, doing all sorts of stuff, and I couldn't imagine somebody more well-suited to pull out some of that golden era hip-hop samples and explore and add to that. Now, I want to ask who you're bringing with you on this run of shows, which for us matters because you're at the Dakota on Wednesday.
So I'm bringing Benji Alliance on percussion. He's a Haitian-American conga player, percussionist. He's been with me for a while. Matt Wong on keys. He plays keys, and he's also a composer, arranger. He does a lot of work with John Batiste. He did a lot of work on American Symphony, which ended up on that Netflix documentary. So, like, he's like our whiz kid. And then Emilio Modeste is on sax for this one. And Emilio, I know him through the Wallace Roney, Antoine Roney connection. You know, some people know that some of my earliest experiences touring was with Jerry Allen, who was with Wallace Roney at the time. And so that whole crew really turned out some amazing young musicians, and really deep rooted in the tradition, but also thinking about innovation. So Emilio's going to be with me on this. He's playing sax, Ewee, a little bit of drums. You know, I always try to get everybody to play everything on stage. So we'll be doing our thing, man. And also, Melvin Gibbs, who's living in Minneapolis.
That's right.
Yeah, Melvin Gibbs is going to be our featured artist. So we'll play a couple, then we'll bring Melvin up, and then, you know, all bets are off.
I was at a birthday party for a mutual friend, and Melvin Gibbs looked me in the face and said, "One day we got to get together and talk bass." And I was like, "Well, that's the highlight of my life, you know, like, I can't wait to actually do it." But that's so cool that he'll be out there with you. And a lot of folks don't know that this very iconic musician, primarily a bass player, but much more than that, has been making his residence in the Twin Cities for, like, I think 2-3 plus years now. So very, very cool that you're connecting with him.
Yes, I originally met him playing and producing and recording with Arto Lindsay. So we toured Europe, Brazil, U.S. And yeah, Melvin, he's like a mentor, and he's got a book coming out soon. He's been doing this whole like rhythm, DNA, science research kind of thing. So yeah, I look forward to connecting with him, and yeah, I'm excited.
I'm chatting with Casa Overall. He's playing the Dakota on Wednesday night. Casa, you mentioned that you try to get a lot of your musicians to share different instrumental roles. And that also dovetails into the fact that your show is like significantly more fun than a lot of jazz sets. I love jazz sets, but you don't do the like, after the third song, you walk up and say, thank you, much gratitude. And those previous two cuts were this, and there's sort of like a very routinized side of it. You keep it fun. I wanted to ask you, when you're in a sort of real story jazz club setting, a spot like the Dakota, is it still easy for you to create your own fun environment and sort of run things the Casa Overall way, not the cookie cutter jazz show way?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that that's where I came up. You know, my first experiences as a professional was the jazz clubs, jazz festivals, and we're talking about early, 2007, 2008. So really, like, you might have on a suit coat, et cetera, et cetera. So that was really how I got comfortable. So unlike even some of the people in my band are not as comfortable. Like if they see a room full of people seated, at tables or in a concert hall, they might not know how to engage with them the same kind of way. But for me, that's really where I started. So when I was playing gigs at like the Zinc Bar or Smalls or these clubs in New York, I was doing the same thing. I was trying to bring vocal pedals and click tracks and talking my stuff and having fun. And people were like, especially like jazz community homies, people were like laughing at me at first, kind of like, yo, what's this guy doing? But they didn't understand it. Like I was trying to develop something out of that space. So that's actually the perfect place to do it because it's ironic, you know what I mean? It's not like, and the thing is that it's the only way I know how to be. If I tried to go up there and be, well, that last number was composed by the, I just wouldn't even know how to do it. Like I tried, I can't do that. So it's always gonna be what it is because it is what it is. That's just the way we flow. And one more little thing I want to add to that is that this new project that I'm getting ready to, I'm not announcing a new project, but I'm announcing a new project. So the thing that we're getting to is this is the most jazz record that I've worked on. We're recording in one room, we're researching Rudy Van Gelder recording techniques, and we're trying to, there's no edits. It's all literally takes with bands. So this is the most jazz record, but I'm doing it as a means to be in conversation with that style. So I want people to understand that, like, what it's rooted in and also, like, my take on it. So we might pretend to be serious, but if we do, it's just to set you up for a bigger punchline.
I'm chatting with Casa Overall. The show's on Wednesday at the Dakota. Casa's coming to town, but right now he's hanging at the gym, so we got to ask, like, what's the strategy? Cardio, weightlifting, what's the order of operations? How do I get in shape like Casa Overall's in shape?
Oh my God, bro! If you wanna open that up, we need like a 2 hour podcast scenario to really go there. But I'll tell you. So first off, I'm not in that great shape because, as some people know, as you may know, I have a 10-month-old son. It's like I don't have the time to just be that narcissistic. But I do get in there as much as I can. We get a couple hours of daycare from the gym, so that's like we can lean on that. And basically, man, I like to lift weights. I do a push-pull technique. That means I'm doing bench press, shoulder press, leg press, all the push things. And then the next day I'm coming in, I'm doing pull-ups, lat pulls, leg curls, et cetera, et cetera. I might be taking a little creatine, muscle milk, trying to stay away from the bread, but I had about 3 croissants yesterday. So that's where we're at.
All right. 3 croissants, a little creatine, and I'll skip all the rest of it. That should be all good. congratulations to you and your partner on the child. That's a beautiful thing, and I'm so glad you get a little chance to still, do some things outside of parenting, because, yes, it is an uphill battle to take care of your own self while taking care of a newborn. So I tip my hat to you on that. And I'm also glad you're still able to get out of town. Casa Overalls on the stage of the Dakota on Wednesday night. Casa, thank you so much for chatting with Jazz 88.
Man, thank you. Gratitude. Thank you to you, the station, and all the listeners. You know, get your tickets. Come through. We're going to have a good time. One night only. We'll be right back.